This is God's Word. Psalm 3, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom, his son. Lord, how they have increased who trouble me. Many are they who rise up against me. Many are they who say of me, there is no help for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory and the one who lifts up my head. I cried to the Lord with my voice, and he heard me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I awoke, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you have struck all my enemies on the cheekbone, and you have broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing is upon your people. You may have noticed that in this psalm that there is an introductory title. Some of the psalms have these introductions and some of them don't. This one does, and it is very helpful. It tells us something about this psalm. It tells us that David wrote this psalm so as to reflect on the terrible events of his life when his son Absalom rebelled against him. His son wanted to be king, and he tried to take the kingdom by force and by trickery. And David had to flee for his life. That historical setting will help you to understand the psalm and apply it to your life. And it will also help you to understand just some of the nuts and bolts of the psalm. David uses military language, describing battle and the actions of God as if he were to strike the jaw of the enemy and break their teeth. David speaks out of his historical context there. I want to think especially of the grief that David experienced during this time. He grieved over his son's sins. But David also knew that Absalom's rebellion came as part of a judgment for his own sin. When David committed adultery with Bathsheba and had her husband murdered, God confronted David. In God's mercy, David did repent, and the Lord forgave, but there were also consequences that followed from that sin. The Lord told David that the sword would never depart from his household because of his sins. So keep in mind, as David wrote this psalm to express his grief over his son's sins, he also expressed grief over his own sin. And he knew that his sins were forgiven, but he experienced the grief of the consequences that came because of them. Now, David could have experienced those consequences and just said, oh well, it's God's will. But instead, David still mourns and takes his grief to God. Even though he knew he was suffering consequences for his own sin, David didn't leave the matter there. Instead, he knew that he had sinned, but he could also say that Absalom was sinning. And out of zeal for God's holiness, and out of an understanding of Absalom's sin against God and against God's anointed, he could pray that the Lord would rise up and bring salvation. In doing so, David foreshadows Jesus Christ. For the Lord's ultimate anointed is the Messianic King, Jesus. In fact, Jesus himself can be said to take up this psalm and cry out to God the Father with one important difference. David had sinned, where Jesus did not. But like David, Jesus cried out to God the Father because of those enemies who increased against him. Those who came against him and said, there is no help for him in God. I'm reminded of how the chief priests with the scribes and the elders mocked Jesus as he hung on the cross. They gathered around and said, "He saved others, he cannot save himself. He's the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross. Then we will believe in him." He trusts in God, say the chief priests. Let God deliver him now. They mocked him and said, "There is no help for him." When you sing this psalm, you can think of David who cried out to God, and in doing so expresses that God is our shield, a sustainer, and a savior. Then think of Christ, who was exposed to the wrath of God because of our sin. And yet he took comfort in the fact that the Lord is a shield for me. And think of Christ, who bowed his bloody head under the crown of thorns. And yet, as this psalm describes, he knew that the Father was his glory and the one who lifted his head in victory. And think of Christ, who cried out in agony as he suffered the wrath of the Father. And yet, as this psalm describes, he went to the cross knowing that the Lord heard from his holy hill and accepted the Son's sacrifice. And think of our Savior Jesus Christ, who laid down his life as a sacrifice for sins, but who also took it up again, rising from the dead to rule over all things and all enemies, and even that last great enemy, death itself. As a follower of Christ, then, you can sing this psalm, knowing that, like Christ, you too will face many enemies. But with such a Savior as Jesus, you too can lie down with confidence, with peace, knowing his faithful love. You don't need to be afraid of those enemies that threaten, even though they number thousands upon thousands. And even if that enemy is death itself, you can have confidence that the Lord is your Savior. Why? Because as David says here, salvation belongs to the Lord. You bless, or your blessing is upon your people. As we sing this psalm throughout this month, think of Jesus Christ then, our Savior and our Deliverer. We'll be using the B selection throughout the month. I invite you to turn there now in your Psalters. Psalm 3, selection B. Let's stand to praise God.